This NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Topeka. It's 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stick around another 42 minutes of All Things Considered still to come. We'll have news headlines at 6:30. Then, more on the latest research into anxiety disorders and the use of LSD. Turns out that there is now a study showing that a single dose of LSD can ease a person's anxiety for months. What is going on with that? We'll talk about it. Dangers of the Powerball office pool. And we will get you an update on this week's pop chart listings and standings. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Clear skies this evening, although appears to be mostly cloudy in Lawrence right now. 30% chance of showers and storms after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, clouds all day. 50% chance of rain. Near steady temperatures hovering right around 60 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing with a low in the mid-40s. Highs rising to the mid-70s on Saturday. It's 72 degrees in Topeka, 73 in Manhattan. It's 6:20.
On what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Readers Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 72 degrees in Topeka. It is 6:30.
He dislikes.
That's Danielle Kurtzleben. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The state of Kansas took in more money than expected in tax revenue last month. The state ended August with total tax collections of $692 million, about $26 million, or almost 4% above projections. Total tax collections were up 4% from August of last year. Governor Laura Kelly praised the stronger-than-expected numbers, but said she remains concerned about the budget's impact on the long-term fiscal health of the state. It's the fifth month in a row that overall collections have exceeded expectations. Kansas lawmakers are considering how much the state should fund career and technical education on top of academics. CTE programs, as they are called, aim to give students workforce training in fields like agriculture and marketing or in trades like welding. At a meeting with fellow lawmakers, Republican Representative Christy Williams says academic performance should take priority over vocational programs.
These students, before we're going to pay additional for them to be in CTE, we need to be assured that they can read, write, and do math.
Lawmakers are working on a school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates money for education. Some members of the Wichita Teachers Union say they plan to leave the group over endorsements in this year's school board races. United Teachers of Wichita is not endorsing a candidate in two of the four races, opting instead to label all four candidates as, quote, public school friendly. That includes Diane Albert and Hazel Stabler, whom the union opposed in 2021. Union President Katie Warren says the two members have changed significantly since being elected. She says their votes on key issues reflect support for teachers.
We feel that they came in and saw how difficult and complex this work is, and that they've made an effort to engage with all stakeholders, whether they agree politically or not.
Albert and Stabler were elected in 2021 as part of a conservative slate of candidates who opposed mask mandates and critical race theory. Since then, both voted in favor of teacher pay raises and a proposed bond issue. There's a 30% chance of showers and storms late tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy skies, and near steady temperatures around 60. The time is 6:35.
I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Got an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
We have about another 11 minutes of all things considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations at 7:01, we have Classics Live. You can hear some Rachmaninoff tonight. Great piano concerto. That will be followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. Then jazz from the vinyl vault. Lots coming up for you tonight musically on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next is KPR Presents, followed by In the Middle with Jeremy Hobson.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
30% chance of rain late tonight, lows in the upper 50s. 50% chance of rain tomorrow with near steady temperatures tomorrow, right around 60. It's 73 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
This supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. And from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. clashed with lawmakers over his policies to, quote, make America healthy again. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news. 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay tuned. We have Classics Live coming up next, followed by Classical Music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. Never to miss that. Then one of our newest features on KPR, it's Jazz from the Vinyl Vault at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
30% chance of showers and storms late tonight with a low in the upper 50s. 50% chance of rain tomorrow with near steady temperatures near 60. It's 7:01. Classics Live is next.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka. This is a Topeka Symphony concert directed by Kyle Wiley Pickett from their NOMO, FOMO series. No more fear of missing out. Experience. We'll travel the pines of Rome soon, but first, we start with the great Sergei Rachmaninoff and his masterpiece Second Piano Concerto with special guest soloist John Nakamatsu.
Thank you.
a fine pianist, a special guest soloist, John Nakamatsu. Now in his third decade of touring the world playing concerts, the American pianist John Nakamatsu brought home the gold from the 1997 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. Kyle Wiley Pickett directed the Topeka Symphony Orchestra in that incredible performance of the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Sergei Rachmaninoff. The piano's being moved back towards the percussion section. Now here at White Concert Hall, so there are orchestra pianist Regina Tanujaya can set up part of the great crescendo at the end of Respighi's Pines of Rome that depicts the ancient soldiers marching along the Roman highway in the pines of the Appian Way. Respighi's Pines of Rome begins with us being dropped into the middle of a playground teeming with kids playing in the pines of the Villa Borghesia. That cuts out as we enter the pines near a catacomb. Then listen for the nightingale singing to a clear full moon in the pines of the Ianiculum Hill. And now the Pines of Rome, played by the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. A mighty piece of music ending with a vision of past glories. Trumpets blaring, with the piano and the percussion beating out the rhythm of innumerable steps in a tragic country guarded by solitary pines, the pines of the Appian Way. We just heard the complete tone poem describing the Pines of Rome, written in 1924 by Italian composer Ottorino Respighi. And this concludes this Topeka Symphony concert directed by Kyle Wiley Pickett. KPR recorded the concert so we could bring it to you in this program called Classics Live. KPR's Chuck Smith was the recording engineer, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. You're listening to Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City. Plus KANQ Chanute and KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Illinois leaders say they're still unclear on when President Trump will deploy federal agents and National Guard troops to Chicago. Mawa Iqbal from member station WBEZ has more.
Governor J.B. Pritzker is vowing to sue President Trump as soon as the National Guard or other military forces enter the city. Pritzker says he can't enact any state laws that would override Trump's plans, but he says the courts will be on his side.
That's going to be our first line of defense, is getting a court to issue a TRO or other injunction against that activity.
Pritzker says he believes Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents will likely hit the streets of Chicago by this weekend. Meanwhile, organizers of a popular two-day celebration of Mexican Independence Day are postponing the festival to November. For NPR News, I'm Mawa Iqbal in Springfield, Illinois.
President Trump's nominee to fill an open seat on the Federal Reserve's governing board tells senators, if confirmed, he will not be Trump's puppet. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Senate Democrats weren't convinced.
Stephen Miron insists he will not simply follow orders from President Trump in setting interest rates, but Senate Democrats like Elizabeth Warren are skeptical. Warren accused the president of waging a months-long campaign to seize control of the central bank, and she warned that kind of political meddling has backfired in the past.
It happened in the 1970s when President Nixon bullied the Fed into keeping rates too low for too long and led to years of stagflation where both unemployment and inflation stayed high.
With widespread support from Senate Republicans, however, Myron appears headed for confirmation, possibly in time to attend the next Fed meeting in less than 2 weeks. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Trump administration is ending a program offering temporary protected status to Venezuelan nationals in the U.S. who face humanitarian crises in their home country. NPR's Tovia Smith has more.
Temporary protected status, or TPS, for Venezuelans started in the Biden administration, allowing eligible individuals to work in the U.S. and shielding them from deportation. But the Trump administration says conditions in Venezuela no longer warrant the program, and they say it's become a magnet for irregular migration. Some 256,000 Venezuelans could now be deported, and several thousand applications in process shut down. Immigrant advocates say the move will tear families apart and put Venezuelans in danger. The Trump administration has also been trying to terminate TPS for people from several other nations. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
New applications for jobless benefits rose last week. The Labor Department says initial claims were up 8,000 to a seasonally adjusted 237,000. A more complete look at the job market comes tomorrow when the government releases the monthly unemployment report for August. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 4th. The planet Jupiter will slide past one of the brighter stars of Gemini the next few mornings. At their closest, they'll be separated by just a fraction of a degree. The star is Wasat, from an Arabic phrase that means the middle. But the middle of what has been lost over the centuries? The star also is known as Delta Geminorum, its bear designation. The system was devised in the early 17th century by German astronomer Johann Baer. He named all of the stars in the constellations that were visible from the northern hemisphere. Each star was given a Greek letter followed by the constellation name. If he ran out of letters, he switched to the Latin alphabet. In most constellations, Baer named the stars in the order of their brightness. The brightest was Alpha, the next brightest was Beta, and so on. Sometimes he ranked the stars on their location or some other system, and he named the stars based on how they looked to the naked eye, so the rankings were completely subjective. So even though Delta is the fourth letter in the Greek alphabet, Delta Geminorum is only the eighth brightest star in Gemini. Jupiter and Wasat are well up in the east at dawn. Jupiter looks like a brilliant star, far to the upper right of even brighter Venus. Wasat will stand below Jupiter tomorrow. Jupiter will drop past it over the following couple of days, so they'll be at their closest on Saturday and Sunday. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Well, perhaps a theme, a carryover theme from last night from Copeland's Hoedown, this was Ferdy Groffé's Grand Canyon Suite, On the Trail, here on KPR. I love On the Trail. John Williams and the Boston Pops. I'm Destiny. So glad you're here with me tonight. It's Tango Thursday, so I have got Grand Tango for you coming up at the end of the hour. A fun fact, I've been playing a lot of solitaire lately. You know, the hard version, Spider Solitaire, on my phone. Which is the inspiration for this next little tune, The Queen of Spades, Orchestral Suite by Tchaikovsky. It's actually pretty great music, and I thought it fit well in this hour, so let us dive right into it. Perhaps let the music speak for itself instead of me speaking. Peter Briner and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, Tchaikovsky's Queen of Spades. Enjoy on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
All right, Tchaikovsky, Queen of Spades Orchestral Suite here on KPR, Peter Briner and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Who was that new for? I really liked it. I hope you did too. This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, and support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com. Oh, I haven't even asked you this week if you have an old car or truck that you don't want anymore. Don't give it to me. Give it to the KPR Vehicle Donation Program. We can help. We turn it into proceeds that benefit KPR. Just call 877-308-2408 or go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will even pick it up. Okay, I know you're all ready for tango. Here we go. Piazzolla's Le Grand Tango. There are quite a few different versions. This features cello and piano, Emilio Colon and Sung Hoon Mo on piano. Enjoy on KPR. Thank you. Piazzolla's La Grande Tango here on KPR for this Tango Thursday. Emilio Colon on cello, Sung Hoon Mo on piano. Thanks for being here with me this evening and this week. I'm back on Saturday, 1 to 4, Classics by Request. Don't miss it. It's super fun. Yes, it is. I would love it if you would contribute by requesting something. There's a couple ways to do it. Go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. There's a little description of the show and a highlighted link that you can click on where you can input your info. You can also just go to the website, find the shows tab, and navigate down to Classics by Request. It's really fun. I love hearing from you. Before I go, I've got to tell you about Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Bill Curtis. He's coming home to Kansas. Join him for an event celebrating his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the shop tab. And then don't forget about the shows tab. Classics by Request and all of these great shows here on KPR. Jazz in the Night is up next. I'm sure Bob McWilliams has some fantastic music planned for you. I hope you all have a really, really great rest of your evening and super duper Friday. See you soon on KPR.
Hi, I'm Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. As the universities of Kansas and Missouri square off on the football field during the upcoming border showdown, there's another rivalry happening over the radio airwaves. Help KPR beat MU station KBIA with a gift of support. Each donation made through September the 7th equals 1 point. So show your support for KU and KPR today at kansaspublicradio.org. Go Jayhawks!
This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told a Senate hearing today that the country's major medical and scientific groups can't be trusted. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports he's clashed with these groups for years as an anti-vaccine activist.
Since being sworn in as the country's top health official, Secretary Kennedy has canceled millions of dollars for vaccine research, had his own CDC director fired, and limited the FDA approval for the latest COVID-19 booster. In the Senate Finance Committee hearing, Kennedy explained his theory for why groups like the American Academy of Pediatrics have been critical of these moves.
I think the American Academy of Pediatrics is gravely conflicted. They're biggest contributors are the four largest vaccine makers.
The AAP said that was false and misleading, that less than 4% of their revenue comes from industry, and that pediatricians support vaccines because they are safe and they work to protect children's health. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump plans to sign an executive order tomorrow renaming the Department of Defense to the Department of War. That would return the department to what it was called for much of its history until it was renamed in the wake of World War II. The White House says the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, could use the title Secretary of War. The White House says it's lowering tariffs on Japanese automobiles as well as removing tariffs on Japanese aircraft exports. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben has more.
The White House now says that tariffs on Japanese cars will be reduced from 27.5% to 15%. In addition, several tariffs Trump had imposed, like those on steel and aluminum, will no longer apply to some Japanese aircraft. The executive order also says Japan is giving the U.S. greater market access for some of its exports, and that Japan has promised to invest more than $550 billion in the U.S. However, there has been no binding agreement between the two countries, meaning details are still unknown. President Trump has announced several trade framework agreements with other countries, but none are finalized. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, The White House.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is designating two Ecuadorian gangs, blamed for much of the violence that has flared since the pandemic started, as foreign terrorist organizations. And he says the U.S. is moving to boost cooperation with Ecuador.
This time, we're not just going to hunt for drug dealers with the little fast boats and say, let's try to arrest them.
No, the president has said he wants to wage war on these groups because they've been waging war on us for 30 years and no one has responded. But there's no need to do that in many cases with the friendly governments because the friendly governments are going to help us. They may do it themselves.
Rubio will meet with Ecuadorian leaders this week. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at last check. You're listening to NPR News. Solar flares may be more than 6 times hotter than scientists previously thought. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports a new analysis says they could be over 100 million degrees Fahrenheit.
Solar flares are bright bursts of light on the sun that happen when magnetic energy gets released and dumped into ions and electrons. Alexander Russell is with the University of St. Andrews. He says in the past, telescopes have measured the temperature of just the electrons.
And we've kind of just assumed, well, the ion temperature would be the same as the electron temperature.
But new research suggests that ions get heated up a lot more strongly. And when that's taken into account, their calculations in astrophysical journal letters show that solar flares could be as hot as 180 million degrees Fahrenheit. Better understanding of solar flares and related phenomena could help protect satellites and even astronauts from harmful particles and radiation. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
An 18th century painting that's been missing for some 80 years has finally been recovered. The Portrait of a Lady belonged to a prominent Jewish art collector before it was stolen by Nazis in World War II, but it was spotted in a recent real estate listing of a property for sale in Argentina. Dutch journalists made the discovery as they investigated a high-ranking official from Germany's Third Reich who fled to Argentina after World War II. Wall Street higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 350 points, NASDAQ up 209. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
from their 1985 LP for Blue Note Records called It's About Time, pianist McCoy Tyner and alto saxophonist Jackie McLean here on KPR McCoy's tune Hip Toe, and they were supported by Ron Carter on bass, Al Foster on drums, a little trumpet too from John Faddis. I'm Bob McWilliams. It's Thursday night. It's our Jazz Vinyl Hour, a lot of gems from the vinyl vault. You know, this Blue Note album, Hip Toe, was the first in the relaunch of Blue Note Records. Blue Note was sold to Liberty Records in 1965, kind of began to decline in quality, and then passed through several corporate hands, and eventually the label was phased out. But EMI Manhattan said, let's do it again, and they got it back together and Blue Note going ever since. But this was the first of their issues, McCoy Tyner and Jackie McLean. I'm Bob McWilliams. We're going to stretch it out with the Miles Davis Quintet in a bit from the 8-LP set, the complete Miles Davis Live in France, 1963 to 64. We'll get to that in a bit. But right now, an album that came out in France, but originally came out in Japan on Bay State Records. It's flugelhornist Art Farmer and the Super Jazz Trio. The album is Something Tasty. In fact, the title is actually the Super Jazz Trio with Art Farmer. The Super Jazz Trio, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Reggie Workman bass, Joe Chambers on drums, and the Charlie Parker tune, Au Provence on KPR. Thank you.